Welcome to The Lay Disciple. Last week we finished our study of fallen angels, and today we'll begin studying a group of lessons about the promised Messiah. Join us now for the next few minutes as Tom Murray begins teaching the introduction of this series called The Messiah.
We've been dealing with angels, and now I would like to turn your attention to the person of Jesus Christ, and we're going to be studying this particular study under the term of the Messiah. The Jewish people in the Old Testament looked for a Messiah, and the rabbis, over a period of time, as the bits of information were revealed about this coming Messiah, is they could not reconcile the scriptures, some of which, like in Isaiah 53, talked about a suffering Messiah, and then there were other passages that talked about a reigning Messiah who was a victorious king. And so they couldn't reconcile this two Messiah, or this two parts of one Messiah concept. So the rabbis eventually developed a theology that there were actually two Messiahs. Now, one of those they called Messiah ben Joseph, that is, Messiah the son of Joseph, because Joseph suffered down in Egypt. And the other Messiah they call HaMashiach ben David, because David reigned as a king and brought Israel glory and conquest. So Orthodox Judaism to this very day teaches from the Old Testament that there are two Messiahs, and that each of these Messiahs will come once. What the Bible actually teaches in the Old Testament is that there is only one Messiah, but he comes at two different times and for two different purposes. His first coming is to die, but at his second coming he is to reign victoriously and fulfill all the prophecies concerning his kingship. Now, you understand that when anyone referred a Jew to the scriptures, they were referring to the Old Testament, because until after the death, burial, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus, there was in fact no New Testament. So we never had the term Old Testament until we had the New Testament. As far as those contemporaries who were living before and during the time in the life of Jesus and before the New Testament was written, they just referred to the Bible as the Scriptures. Now let's begin, and before we go into the Old Testament at the very beginning to see what the Old Testament actually told mankind, and more specifically the Jewish nation, about this coming Redeemer Messiah, let's turn just a moment to the New Testament and see that it was very clear, if you read the gospel accounts, that Jesus' death took the apostles by utter surprise. Now, why were they surprised? Because they were confused. And the reason they were confused was because they had a lack of knowledge concerning the biblical revelation, concerning the full program of the Messiah and his first and second comings. Now, they were very familiar with the scriptures that dealt with the Messiah as a reigning king, but they were not familiar with the scriptures that certainly described the Messiah as a suffering servant. So when Jesus appeared and the disciples, designated apostles, came to believe in him, they fully expected Jesus at that time to overthrow their enemies and to establish his glorious kingdom for himself and for Israel and for all mankind on the earth. Now, their expectations came because they only understood the prophecies concerning his kingship and his reigning on the earth in victory. But the purpose for his first coming was clearly revealed in the Old Testament, and it was quite different from God's purpose for his second coming. Now, in order to authenticate the purpose for his first coming, Jesus does not ask his disciples to simply believe what he is saying. He refers his disciples back not to what he has said during his lifetime, but what was said throughout the Old Testament in the Hebrew Scriptures, and he tells them, don't just rest on my words and my claims. Look back to your own scriptures, what we now call the Old Testament, and see if the scriptures don't vindicate that I am fulfilling all scripture. Now, after Jesus was crucified, did resurrect, and finally ascended back to the Father, before his ascension, on the day of his resurrection, two of his disciples are described in Luke chapter 24. One of them is named as Cleopas, and after some amount of time on the resurrection morning, they being from the town of Emmaus, had left Jerusalem believing that it was all over, not knowing about the resurrection of Christ. And as they walked down to Emmaus, Jesus joined them. Now, that was not uncommon because many times Jews just joined one another in their travels for safety and for conversation. But because they were so sad in their shock over his being killed and being buried, they were so engrossed in their sadness and in their bewilderment and that they weren't even beholding who this stranger was who joined them. And so the account in Luke 24 tells us that they did not know who it was that had joined them. Now, as Jesus walked with them, he noticed that they were very sad. And he said to them in Luke 24:25, he said, "You foolish men, and slow of heart to believe." In other words, he said, you do err in your despondency because you are slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. You know the parts that the prophets have spoken about the Messiah's coming as a reigning king, but you have failed to believe and know all that the prophets wrote about the Messiah coming as a suffering servant. Then he says to them, was it not necessary for the Messiah to suffer the things that you are talking about and to enter into his glory? And then in verse 27 of Luke 24, it said that Jesus, beginning with Moses and then going through all the prophets, he explained to them, these two disciples, he explained to them all the things that are concerning himself in all the Old Testament scriptures. Now, skipping down to verse 44, we're told that now he said to them, "These are my words which I spoke to you while I was still with you." That is, I didn't hide any of this information, that all things which are written about me, the Messiah, in the law of Moses and in the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Then he opened their minds of the two disciples to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah should suffer and rise again from the dead the third day, and that repentance for forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. you are witnesses of these things. So here on the road to Emmaus on the resurrection morning, in one of his many resurrection appearances, Jesus rebukes two of his disciples for not knowing all that the prophets spoke, including the prophecies concerning his suffering and his death. Now, these apostles had had no difficulty believing the prophecies which presented the Messiah as a reigning king who would restore Israel to her former glory and free her from her present Roman domination. But they had great difficulty in accepting the prophecies which foretold of the Messiah's suffering and his ultimate death. Now, the fact that his disciples were so distraught by Jesus' arrest and by his execution shows that, in one sense, they were really in a state of unbelief. We're told that Jesus began in his teaching to them with the law of Moses, and then he moved on to the prophets, and then he went through all the Hebrew scriptures, and he showed the disciple all the things concerning himself, the Messiah. He was then able to prove to them that his death and his resurrection were perfectly in accordance with Scripture and essential to his work, and that the Scriptures, not just his claims and his works, but the Scriptures themselves that covered a period of 1,500 years from Moses to himself, proved his Messiahship. Now, from the most ancient rabbis who taught in Israel to the most recent modern rabbis, Jewish teachers have always divided the Old Testament scriptures into three divisions or sections. The first division they called the Law, and it includes the five books of Moses or the Law. Secondly, they have what is called the prophets, and that includes all of the major and the minor prophets. And then the third division of the 39 books of the Old Testament is called the writings by the Jewish rabbis. That was true in ancient times as well as in modern times. Well, I see we're out of time, so I'll have to pick it up right there in our next broadcast.
Thank you, Tom. Well, we trust that these programs are helping you on your road to spiritual maturity. If you'd like a cassette copy of this program or you'd like information on one of our Bible studies, call us at Truth Seekers Fellowship. The number is 901-685-3385. Outside Memphis, call toll-free 866-685-3385. I'd like to also encourage you to visit our brand new website at www.milktomeat.org. While there, you can find helpful information, ministry tools, and even audio files of the radio programs. Now join us again next time for The Lay Disciple.